Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Zvachim. Perik Yod, Mishnah Zayin. Ubekulam, in all of what, says the Batanura, Bechal HaNechalim. That means in all cases where there's a mitzvah to eat them. Rashoin L'shanais Bachilosan. Rashoin means it's mutter for the Kohanim to change the way they want to eat it. You want to eat it roasted, you can eat it roasted, cooked, thoroughly cooked. And it's learned from a pasuk. The pasuk says that Rabbeinu Shalalim gave these portions to the Kehanim to eat, limashcha, for greatness. Eat it in a royal manner, the way kings eat. Vilasis l'taychan, you can put inside, tivlei chulin v'tivlei truma. Tavlin means spices. Tivlei chulin means spices that are chulin, or even spices that are truma, divi Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Meir says, lo yitel l'toichan tivlei truma. No, don't put in truma spices. The problem is the truma. Shel yavi es truma l'day psul. We don't want to create even a possibility where I could lose the truma here. The truma could come l'day psul. And that would happen if the deadline for kachim passes, so the kachim becomes nicer. So I would have to not just burn the kachim, but also the spices. And I can't bring the spices l'day psul. So quickly, chazering over, kehanim, and for that matter, Yisraelim, in regard to the parts of Kachim that Yisraelim are allowed to eat. That would be parts of Kadoshim Kalim. So whether it's the kehanim eating their chelik from Kachay Kadoshim, or Kadoshay Kalim, or whether it's the Yisraelim eating their chelik of Kadoshay Kalim, you have to eat it with a geshmak. So you like it roasted, cooked, overcooked, you could put in spices. There's only a machloikis whether you can put in spices of truma. Reb Shimon says you can. Reb Meir says no, and the concern is with the truma, because if the kachim misses the deadline, the truma will have to be burnt with it.